I'd like to call this meeting to order of January 14th, 2013. And Mr. Finley, if you don't care to open us with prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you've given us. We just are amazed at the mercies you pour out upon us, dear Lord. We know that even though you fail us, you continue to give us wisdom. We pray again today that you would do that you would give us each and every one wisdom. We pray especially for leaders in our county, in our state, in our nation, dear Lord, and throughout the world, dear Lord, that you'd be with them. Just give them the leadership and the wisdom that they need to apply that wisdom to their different positions, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that you'd just be with us today, and that we know that you've given the responsibility to us to share with others the great gift of salvation you have for us. And we pray that you'd give us guidance in that also. Be with those that need your healing hand, those that may be in dire straits because of someone that needs your healing hand, dear Lord. We just pray that you'd be with them and just watch over them, give them the comfort that they may need. Again, we thank you for watching over us, the blessings that you pour out upon us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Do the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did we have any of previous meeting minutes?
No, we're going to
I know we didn't do the ones prior because of
Right, and she's going to wait and do them all in a row.
All in a row, okay.
Yeah.
Because I knew that there were some issues with, I couldn't vote on them because I wasn't here for them. So.
Right.
Accounts payable?
Motion to approve accounts payable, checks 3320.85 to 3321.63, and warrants 5726 to 5731. Motion for approval.
Second the motion. We have a motion to accept accounts payable checks numbers 332085 through 332163 and warrants 5726, 5727, 5730, and 5731. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. There's a gap there. I keep on stabbing them.
Yeah. Sign gently.
I'm trying. Probably put two holes in it. Monthly budget report.
You guys have been dealing with this enough. I think probably you're more up to date on it now than you are probably any other time during the year, but I want to give you a chance to ask questions if you have any. We did have our year end, and that would be the one that we're discussing right now, year-end reports. I sent those to you a long time ago, so you may have forgotten even about those.
Isn't that what we discussed whenever Mr. Housman was still here? And there were some questions back and forth.
Probably so. We ended up the year in general county revenue down about $250,000, but we had some capital improvements in there, so we felt pretty good about that. Road and bridge fund was up. The assessment fund was down, but it's, you know, that's because we are not getting our state reimbursements there. The election fund was pretty steady. You know, all those are in there if you want to look at those. And then also it had the, always do the expense by department for your general county revenue so you can see the percent that they used, and that would be for the whole year on this one here.
On that one. And then on the, if you take the capital improvements out, what were the numbers?
I didn't ever figure those exactly, but I know we had the EPM, and I'm not sure, Danny, how much was that? Do you remember?
It was 400-some thousand.
400-some thousand there. We had about 100,000 on the roof, so you take, I mean, we were, our actual operating expenses were less than our revenues if you take those out, yes.
Got anything, Danny?
No, I'm fine.
Do we have payroll over there?
I don't see it. Yeah, approval of payroll. I'll make a motion for approval of payroll.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion to approve payroll. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ms. Nikki, we have an agenda request review. Was Melanie coming in?
Several items on hold right now. A couple of them are just due to Ron's absence. A couple are legal issues. Do you have anything else that you would like scheduled in the future for discussion?
What's this in front of us here on? We need to add these to the.
I think there's a couple of departments that have asked to come back before us, although we have met with them in the budget discussion, but we won't have to schedule that for right now. We can wait. I want Ron to be present for that.
We've already budget on Tuesday and on Thursday as well.
Right.
This week.
And we can take care of that during that time.
We set those meetings up on Thursday probably.
The only thing that I have a question about on those Tuesday and Thursday meetings, you have one of these departments has a contract under it, so where it says executive session, it needs to be added to
dot 12,
or I would go ahead and put them all in there because there may be some
do you have a chance of Tuesday's meeting and just add that to Thursday's?
I've got a meeting at 10 in Branson with some concerns over there. At when, 10.
What? Tuesday?
On tomorrow.
Okay. What?
So I can come back in the afternoon or later on that day, but I don't know what the plans are Tuesday. When's Ron coming back? Do we know yet?
Midweek, which I figure will be Thursday.
Right.
Or regular Thursday meeting because the MAC conference, and I think that needs to be posted also. If was you planning on riding up this time and just
I figured we'd discuss that if you're going to go or not.
I'm going.
Okay. Is Ron going? Well, it needs to be posted if
he's
yeah.
not. Ron is not.
Ron's not going to go.
Go ahead and post it. That way, if I do go, it's posted. And we're not
okay. All right, and that needs to be posted on there also. And
that's
then,
also Wednesday, leaving Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. It's early morning and late.
Yep.
Late getting back, so. So what I would do is cancel that
Tuesday
because Ron won't be here unless we want to teleconference him. But I hate to bug him and him.
We're not going to be here Thursday either then, so you might as well cancel that one.
You're not going to be here Thursday?
It
should come back late Wednesday night.
It's just one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just one day this okay. time. Mm-hmm. And then later on we have our training.
That's February. 6, 7, 8, that's a
yeah,
three-day
deal. Correct. So, leave that Thursday on there for sure.
Okay.
And the other one, unless there's something turns up today, I would take Tuesday off of there. If there's something turns up when we meet with legal or when we maybe some business that we want to take care of Tuesday morning. But you said you had a 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock meeting in Branson, yeah.
There's on some Tuesday?
Yeah.
I just canceled a Tuesday meeting.
Okay.
Some citizens were concerned about some stuff, wanted to meet with us, or meet with me. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if...
Usually Road and Bridge.
That's what I was wondering.
Every, 2 weeks or so, we'll meet with you, gentlemen, just to give you an update.
I think probably with the completion of some stuff that they have done, we might put them down for Thursday also.
Okay. And then we're also waiting on Ron Erickson to get back with us after he visits with Jimmy. Jimmy was sick at the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's in...
With the in-car video?
Camera video.
Yep.
Right.
So that may be coming up.
I would put that... I'd just go ahead and schedule that for Thursday, and if Jimmy's still sick or somebody's unavailable.
He's here today.
Okay. Just go ahead and put it on Thursday also.
On number three, has that been set up with...
We need to have number four prior to having number three. And it was scheduled. He got pushed back and last week when he was on the schedule.
Right.
You're talking about the name in response action taken on number three? He was pushed back? Or
no, number four.
Right, but I'm saying the name... I thought we had that. I thought we had that discussion, kind of sent them out, and then we were waiting on number three to happen before we made it.
Go back and talk to Markers.
My understanding was is we discussed it with Mr. Riss.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was done. And some options were made, and then we need to talk to number three in their requester line.
Okay.
I don't care to do that, but I want to wait to make sure that Ron is available on those two particular sensitive items.
Okay.
All right. And we could post it if he sees that he's going to come in Thursday. We can post something maybe then for them. But
well, I just didn't know what was ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And then number five we can't do until Ron's back because that's the executive session minutes. Yeah. And
right.
It wasn't part of the executive session at that time, but
right.
Before I took office. Anything else?
No.
So we've got the 2012 flood control lease agreement, so we're waiting on Melanie. You want to take a quick recess while we're waiting on her?
Or you can move, if you want to, you just move on to the next and she can come in.
Can we do that?
Yeah. We can switch that around because we're all posted at
905
on that.
Okay. SB 40 board appointment. Mr. Lytle?
You either join us at one of these microphones.
Yep, either one. Thank you.
I'm going to start by thanking you for reappointing three of our board members last week to new terms, Mr. O'Day here, Kathy Dodds, and Dr. Dean Porter. But that still left us with one vacancy. During this past year, we had a board member resign. We need to have someone appointed to fill 1 year to finish out that term. That would be a three-year term that happens to expire on December 31st of 2013. Over the last few years, our county board for people with developmental disabilities has been working very closely with Tantone Industries' Sheltered Workshop Board. We're actually kind of using the Sheltered Workshop Board as a way of grooming people to serve on your county board so that they get to a understanding of what it is that we deal with, come to know who the players are and things like that. Over the last several years, Gail Edinburn has served on the Tantone Sheltered Workshop Board. She served previously for a couple of years as the chairperson of that board and is serving as president of the Tantone Board again in 2013 at the Development Connections Board meeting just last Thursday night. The eight members of the SB 40 board voted to invite her to serve on the county board, provided that you would approve of that appointment. So Mr. O'Day and I are here this morning to submit Gail Edinburn's name for your consideration for appointment for 1 year to finish out a term that expires at the end of this year.
Motion to do so, to appoint Gail Edinburn to the Board of Development and Connections. Is mm-hmm. that what you have? Okay. I'll make that motion, Brandon.
You said it expires 12/31/13?
Yes, that's sir. That's correct.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion to appoint Gail
Edinburn
mm-hmm. to the board, Taney County Board for the Developmentally Disabled term, to finish out a term that would expire 12/31 of 2013. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
There, you can have this sheet.
Which one? Ms. Smith?
No, I said telling her she could have it.
We have approval of the 2012 flood control leases receipts. Is that what you got, Melanie?
Yes. I gave the figures to the county clerk's office. They break it down per schools to let me know how much to distribute to each of the entities in schools. And they have prepared that form for us.
So, Danny, do you have any questions or any comments on this?
No, this is to go ahead and get the...
It's to lease the funds to the schools, is it not? From
right.
The flood lease receipts, I mean, from the...
Okay. Right. I've already received the funds, and I just need to distribute it out to the schools.
You just need to distribute them out?
With the approval of the clerk's office already, is that what you're saying?
The clerk's office put it on the agenda to have their form approved.
Okay.
Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion to go ahead and approve the flood. What's the terminology on it? Because I don't have the sheet.
Flood control lease receipts.
Okay. 2012 flood control lease receipts.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion to approve the, to distribute the funds, or to, excuse me, to approve the 2012 flood control lease receipts. Any discussion? All opposed, or excuse me, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Can I ask another question
on
that? Do I need to go ahead and turn in a payment request now for that, or will this approval be okay to distribute the funds from that?
Honestly, I'd do a payment request.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay. Thank you.
Is it Miss Irons?
Yes.
Crystal, if you want to have a seat up here with us. For the University of Missouri Extension update. Thank you. Very nice to meet you.
Morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give you a quick update on some things that are going on, actually, of last month's activities for the University of Missouri Extension, and then also some upcoming information that we have. you can see on the report that I gave you, we had several different programs that we presented, but the one that I do want to mention and just talk about a little bit was our first computer class that we utilize the downstairs computer lab here, and that so many county employees were able to come for free, that the commission had agreed to that last year. And it was very successful. I think we had 5 county employees that were able to attend. We did our Excel class on December 14th, and we also had several citizens that came as well. And with that class, we have had several people in the county want to attend an Excel class. And so our classes for February and March are going to be Excel again, but we're doing that really because of request from county employees. I know specifically the collector's office, they can't send all of their employees at one time, and so we're going to split it up, and she's going to be able to send, you know, 2 people to 1 month and then 2 people to the next month. And she wasn't able to send people in December, obviously, because of property tax collection and things like that. So they were very busy in the collector's office. So we're going to do that again in February and March. And we do have a 6-month schedule for all of the computer classes for the computer lab downstairs. So we're getting a flyer ready together for kind of a 6-month period so that everybody will know what's coming up for that. So that was very successful, and again, we appreciate the commission support on those classes. I think they're going to be very helpful for not only the county employees, but also for people here in Taney County as well. So, and then also, I just wanted to, on the last page there, just talk about some upcoming workshops. We do have a small business tax workshop coming up this week on Wednesday. And this month for our computer lab class here at the courthouse, we're going to have our QuickBooks. We're going to do QuickBooks Pro. We had some interest in that, and I teach that pretty regularly. Our county council election is open. It's from the 12th to the 22nd. The voting will be online, and people can also vote in our office for that as well. We were able to hire, I know I had talked before about, we were down a nutrition associate, and that person is responsible for going into the schools and teaching nutrition. That position has been vacant since August, and we have filled that position, and her name is Barbara Beck, and she started on the 7th, so we're very excited to get her going in the schools this year. Our VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, is underway. Appointments can be made starting today by calling our office at 417-546-4431. Our phone's already been ringing off the hook, but today we'll officially start taking appointments. We were hoping to start doing those tax returns on the 28th, but the IRS actually said that they were not ready to start receiving those, so we cannot start until February 4th. And I've listed the three sites here in Taney County. We will continue to have three sites open at the Extension Office, at Taney County OCAC, and then College of the Ozarks as well. So that's getting underway, and we're really excited about that.
Now, do you have a volunteer program to help in that? Do you have enough volunteers for that? Because that program is growing at such a rapid rate.
It is, and we rely heavily on volunteers. And I hate to say that on Friday we had, Thursday, I'm sorry, we had two volunteers quit. It always happens at the very last minute, you know, before you finalize training that you do. And so it actually may be that Nellie needs or can have a few additional people. Now, they've missed the VITA training for volunteers, but we do have access to training online, which if we were all to work together, we might be able to do that. So I would say if there's any interest, we would not turn people away from calling. So definitely, you know, go ahead if you're really interested in volunteering. I'm sure that Nellie Lammers, our specialist that's in charge of that, would still probably talk to them and see if there's any way that we could get them up to speed. I think we could probably use them at our extension office here, if nothing else.
Right.
Because we do a lot of returns just out of our office here in Forsyth.
So, did you visit with the senior board?
I don't know that she's had time because she was setting up those sites last week, but she did take his name, and she was very interested in seeing if we might be able to work something out there. Because I know, if nothing else for next year, that would be a great source of possible funding. Because, like I talked about at one of the meetings before, the university itself was not awarded that IRS grant to continue the program. Right. And so this year we're really relying on the commission funds that we've gotten from Taney and Stone County, as well as the university is fronting the money this year. So that's really where we're getting funding this year. So we will definitely look into that for next year.
Okay.
Yes. It's all computer-based, and we're actually even able to electronically file their return as well. So, yeah, nothing is paper-based anymore.
And that's what I was going to say. Most of those, like TurboTax and HR Tax Cut, whatever, they will allow you to do online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're able to. It's helpful for the citizens just because they can e-file now. And we've been doing that for several years. I can't remember exactly when the computer base started, but we've been doing that for several years, and it's worked out really well. So.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a great program, and as we look back at the history of the number of people every year, it's a growing process.
It's well over 1,000 people, 1,000 returns that we do.
Right, and so something that's being used by the public at that rate is something that we need to support and try to find it. Like I said, if we need volunteers, well, now's a good way to do it with the news media here and announcing across there.
Yeah, I still would encourage, if anybody is still interested in volunteering and they think they just didn't meet the deadline, Nellie would probably still really be interested in talking to them. So,
yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Cotty is Ms. Keck.
She's in the building.
Are we scheduled now to go into?
We're scheduled at 9:30.
Okay.
Do you need me to make a motion to go into executive session, or?
I believe our attorneys are here waiting on us.
All right.
I'll see you.
Bye.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session according to Missouri Statute 610.021, 1, 2, 3, and 12.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion to go into executive session pursuant to Statute 610.021, 1, 2, 3, and 12. Any discussion? Do you know about how long we're going to be needed? Because then we're going to come out, I believe, and do a go back into our budget discussions upstairs, which will be open to the public.
They'll be open to the public, but we do have a looks like we have a personnel issue that we'll go ahead and just extend on out.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long we'll be in it, Brandon.
Okay.
I don't know what they've got, and I also don't know how long we're going to be in the budget executive session because it's a personnel issue.
It's a personnel issue. Okay. Sounds good. All in favor, say aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye. All opposed?